Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Mary B.
Welcome to
the Happiest Girls Podcast.
Episodes will drop every Monday morning, and each week we'll be tackling a new topic, chatting about motherhood, singlehood, health, wellness, and everything in between.
Tune in each week as we discuss what it means to be
the happiest girl.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Mary B.
How are you doing today?
Oh, still pregnant, even though we didn't have a pod last week. Sorry, everybody.
Do you think that,
just damn bad? No, I'm just kidding.
Do you think that when this airs, you'll still be pregnant?
Yeah, I think so. I really think I'm going to go full term, which, like, I want to because I'm just not ready to be a mom of two yet.
You already are a mom of two.
Spencer and...
No.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's a different way of being a mom. Like, you have to, have something sapping your energy. It's just inside your body.
Oh my gosh. Instead of outside. Listen, here's the thing. I think it's going to be so much easier to be a mom of two than to be pregnant with a toddler.
There you go. So, you have that to look forward to.
Like, I'll actually be able to sleep at night. And also, we haven't had air conditioning since July 11th. And so, and today, our air conditioning finally got fixed, and so, like, I haven't been able to sleep, really, and so, like, that's been really hard, and I'm just so excited to get a good night's sleep tonight. And Spencer's out of town, so I can, like, starfish, and just do whatever I want tonight, eat whatever I want, watch whatever I want on TV.
Sounds amazing. I'm going to
do like a skincare mask. It's going to be great.
Glorious.
Yeah. What about you? What's the latest? What's new?
What's new? I've started my marathon training.
Yeah. You're looking all official with your watch. You're ready to go.
I know. I just like am having a crisis because who am I?
You're one of those girlies.
I'm like, I can't, for those of you at home,
are you
like,
on
I
Strava?
Have my aura and I have my, but I am on Strava, which is fun. Like, Strava's fun. It's like social media for running.
Yeah.
But I don't wear my watch all the time. I only wear it when I'm running or when I just like want to know the time. Hot take, I like having the time on my wrist. Like, it makes me want to get
me too. That's why I wear a watch every day now. And I used to think I would never wear this watch. Like, before Spencer got it for me, I was like, no, I don't need a watch. Like, it's fine.
Can I try it on?
Sure.
I think I just like, it's nice that I don't have to go to my phone for the time.
Totally.
Because that's just an extra distraction.
And, like, especially if you have, like, a well-scheduled day, like, you need to be on top of
it. Perfectly.
Yeah.
Shut up. Okay, thanks. Yeah. It's mine now.
The two-tone looks nice on you. You should consider that. I know that's not really here. I feel like you usually do silver.
I do like the two-tone. This does look nice on me. See, like, this is what I like being able to just, like, look at my wrist and know the time and not have to know it via phone.
Yeah. Agreed.
Wow, it looks so good on me.
You sure? You could not have it. Sorry. If it was anything else, sure.
Dang, that's okay. I shot my shot. So, anyway, that's what's new with me. I'm taking tennis lessons, too, which has been fun.
Yeah.
And just enjoying hot girl summer. Headed to the Hamptons next weekend.
Yeah, that was so fun. Are you and Elena going to pod while you're out there?
Oh, should we?
1,000%.
Okay. We can.
Why would you not? I mean, you must. You'd be like Giggly Squad. You guys can just lay in bed and pause.
Oh,
in the morning.
My God. That'd be amazing. Okay,
like, Elena. Just recap your nights.
Okay, we should do that. That'd be so funny. Okay, we will.
Just snack and hit record and just gab.
Yeah, we're out to live our summer house fantasies, so we will report back on all the shenanigans.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is I've just gotten to this point at work. I've been at my company for 5 years now, so that doesn't sound like a long time, but in the life of a 26-year-old, that's a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
Also at a consulting firm, that's a long time.
Yeah.
People tend to, like, go in and out, but I've, like, told all the women that I work with that I'm going on this, and they could not be more invested.
Yeah, they're vicariously living through you.
They're like, we cannot wait to hear the absolute play-by-play. Because people know, like, from corporate America, at least at the company that I work at, people appreciate, I think, when you go on PTO and you tell them, like, what adventure you're going on, like, all the fun you're doing, because they cover you while you're away. So it's fun to hear, like, wow, what did I cover you for? Totally. Like, I want you to have the time of your life, you know. So, and I'm close enough to my coworkers now that I can say this. Even, like, my boss, she's so invested. She's like, I can't wait to hear all the stories. And she's, like, in her 60s.
I love it.
So, anyway. So I will report back. But, anyway, that's really what's been going on with me pretty much all Hampton's preparation.
Love. That's so fun. No, you guys will have a great time.
Lots of hauls. What did you think about my shirt?
So cute. Give me the honest truth. Mary B's been, like making some good purchases. It reminds me of something Leah from Love Island would wear.
Guys, I bought this, like, cross top. It's, like, literally, like, what I think of it is it's, like, a banana, whatever.
A banana hammock
for women. Is it not?
Yeah, it's just like a piece of fabric that covers your boobs and, like, twists around your neck.
And, like, holds your boobs up.
Everybody's gonna know what we're talking about.
It's like a classic look. And I literally think I saw it on Love Island and was like, this would be so cute. So I bought a cheap one off Amazon. It's literally a string of fabric that you can fashion as you wish. It's surprisingly secure. So,
no, we'll see how it's so cute. Yeah, you gotta be posting your looks. Like, you and Elena need to do your OOTDs when you're out there.
I know.
All the fun things. Speaking of, should we do a quick Love Island? I feel like people are probably tired of hearing about Love Island, but do you have any comments as someone who's, like, kind of behind?
So, I'm pretty much caught up because I started watching, like, when I really started to feel FOMO, and that was post-CASA. And now I've, like, I think I just kind of, like, sped watch a lot of it. Like, I skip through things, and I feel like I'm pretty much caught up now. Like, I had no idea who Andrea was, but now I do. My thoughts.
I will say, I do think if you weren't watching it when the majority of the population was watching it, you probably were like, why are people so crazy about this?
I mean, no, it was definitely a good season of Love Island, because I've watched Love Island before. Yeah. But it was more of, like, a good season as if, like, a good UK season. Like, it was up to snuff, I'd say.
Right.
I will say, too, I think Rob was exceptionally good-looking. However, I, like, don't vibe with his personality whatsoever. But, and I think Leah is a queen. And I also think, at least in my experience, my favorite Love Islands are when all of the girls really have a great relationship with each other.
Sure.
I love watching that, and they had that this season, and that's just the best.
Yeah,
so
agreed. That's what made it so great, was, like, the bond and, like, how they leaned on each other and supported each other, and, like, they'd call each other out, and then 2 seconds later, it was like, no, we're, like, we're still good. Like, that's true, like, adult female friendships is when you can just, like, move on and keep it moving when you upset each other, you talk it out, and then you're like, all right, we're good.
Yeah.
Move along.
Yeah, and, you know, nobody's perfect, and I think it's nice to see people just, like, stumble, but then have it be known that they're still loved and a good person. So.
Yes, definitely. I'm excited for the reunion. I really like Leah. I think she has star power.
100%.
Truly, like, kind of like an Alex Earle.
Do you think she has Kardashian in her blood?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. She reminds me of, like, someone like Alex Earle. Like, just, like, naturally, you can tell she's really kind and is just there for a good time. She's not gonna try too hard. She's not trying to impress anybody. She's just there to, like, live her life.
She seems very authentic.
Yeah, and, like, I think she'll go far. But I don't really have any, like, groundbreaking thoughts that, like, people haven't already said. I've listened to some podcasts. Like, I listened to the Nick Vile Kaler podcast, which is really interesting.
Oh, I didn't listen to that. What was that one?
She took a lot of accountability. And
for what?
I don't mean accountability. I mean, like, she didn't justify Aaron's actions. She was like, look, I'm 22. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to make mistakes. And, like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I know this might blow up in my face. I don't really care. And
no, that's the
that's
magic
what you
of,
should be doing when you're 22, yeah, honestly.
That's the magic of being, like, really young is you can be like, you know what, I'm just going to give it a try. If it blows up in my face, I have time.
Exactly.
Let's just learn some lessons and have fun.
Exactly.
So she's doing just what she should do.
She's there for a good time, and I think that she, when she watches Casa, it'll be interesting. I do wish that they didn't go on any podcast without any of them. I wish they didn't go without watching the season first. Yeah. So
it'll be interesting to see, though, how...
And I also wish they filmed the reunion before any of them went on podcast.
I was going to say, it'll be interesting to hear how they talk at the reunion.
Yeah.
I'm happy they're doing a reunion. I feel like that'll be fun. Also, I think
I know, one of my favorite... Wouldn't it be crazy if it was, like, a live taping? Invite us if there's a live taping.
We'd love to sit in. I mean, let's be real.
That's still a thing.
For literally just my friends.
Oh.
I think. It was interesting, actually, watching it, like, in the way I did after, like, knowing things that happened, but then backtracking.
Yeah.
Aaron, actually, I liked him more after watching more of it than just fresh out of, like, seeing him just being a cheater. Like,
yeah.
It did seem... maybe this is a hot take, but at least in Casa, Aaron was like, I've only been thinking about Kaylor the whole time. I want to go back to Kaylor.
Mm-hmm.
Where Cordell did not do that.
Yeah.
He brought someone back.
I think the whole issue that people had was their reactions to each person.
Yeah.
Like, how Aaron was like, well, whatever. Like, it was my experience, you know. And Cordell was like, I'm so sorry. Like, tell me your emotions. I want to talk it out with you. So I think that's why people, the public responded better to him than to Aaron, I guess.
No, that's so fair, because I did not like how at movie night, when Kaylor was upset, he started getting upset at her.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
One of my least favorite... I think people get just so upset when another person is this upset at them, but listen, that's not within your rights.
Right.
Like, you are only upset because you are getting caught in what you did. Like, you just have to accept it, and...
It goes so much further to just say, I'm sorry.
Like, I'm sorry,
I did that to you.
Right.
So, then it's, like, squashed. Move on, don't do it again. The end. All right, I'm trying to think.
Any Should I do color? Happiest news before you get into the topic?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I also had something, happiest news I wanted to say too, but I can't remember what it was.
Here's my happiest news.
Tell us.
Be grateful for what you have. It can help you live longer. New research from Harvard indicates that having gratitude helps you live longer, with grateful older women facing a 9% lower risk of death.
Ooh!
So this is the first time researchers have directly linked gratitude to a lower risk of death.
Yes, and I do think... that's actually shocking that that's the first time, because whenever I hear... Like,
what? Sorry.
Oh, no. What happened?
I just think that the way that this is written is weird.
Like, it's probably AI.
I mean, it's okay. Like, we can intuit that they mean, like...
Intuit?
Like, what? That's a verb! Like, use your intuition! to use your intuition.
Intuit.
We can intuit.
I'm Googling. Intuit. No, that's not a real word.
Yes, use your use your intuition.
Yeah,
to
but I
intuit.
Think you're just abbreviating. Oh, yeah. Intuit. Oh, that's the name of a company. Tax company. Intuit.
Did I make that up?
Is intuit a word? Intuit. Definition. Oh, yeah. Intuit. Understand or work out by instinct. I intuited his real identity.
So it's the verb of intuition, okay. Like your girl said. So I think we can intuit from this that they mean, like, it increases your longevity.
Yeah.
Because, like, come on.
I do.
You don't. Nobody escapes death.
Yes. And I always love to ask my patients, especially, like, my older patients. I ask my older patients, like, what do you think is, like, your key to your longevity? And a lot of them say, gratitude. I practice gratitude. And, like, laughing. That's also another one a lot of people say. And, like, same if when I ask, I always like to ask couples who've been together for a really long time what their secret is. And a lot of them say having a good sense of humor.
I think a good sense of humor and gratitude. It's, you know what I think that pairs down to is the way that you choose to see the world around
totally.
You. Because there's if always going to be... If you're
a positive person or a negative person.
There's yeah. always going to be bad things that you can focus on, but the key is focus on the good.
Yes.
Speaking of, okay, I usually keep those flowers over here, but don't they look so nice right there?
Yeah, they're like so cheerful. I would leave them over there.
Yeah. Thanks. It just kind of naturally leave happened
them.
That way.
Leave them.
Okay, wait. Last thing I need to talk about.
Is that why I'm so pale? No, I'm just kidding.
No, though I do need to get on my list for the Hamptons. Spray tan. Nicole yeah. and I are going to have a day tomorrow. Spray tan, nails,
yeah,
eyebrows, mm. eyelashes. Mm. I'm considering getting a blowout.
Ooh.
Is that extra? I've heard there's this place in Chinatown where you can get a blowout for $25.
Yeah. You, yeah, why not? If you're, but I mean, if you feel like you're going to go swimming, like, the first day, don't get a blowout. But
oh, that's such a good point. Because also, I need to run 10 miles while I'm there.
Yeah, but just a little dry shampoo, a little zhuzh it up.
Well, that's the thing about blowouts is they last for a while.
Yeah, if you take care of it, yeah. So.
Just thinking about it. But how?
You can take my Dyson.
Let's.
I never use it.
Oh, okay, thanks. Talk about how do I want to spend my weekend? Because I basically have something like a bender coming up. Five days in the Hamptons.
Wait, so when do you leave?
Friday, and we're there till Wednesday.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
But you're doing all this stuff tomorrow?
Nails.
No, you gotta be fresh.
Okay, eyebrows and eyelashes.
That's fine.
Okay.
I would wait until like Wednesday to do your nails.
Spray tan Wednesday.
And spray tan.
Okay.
Well, nails, I would do like tan. Nails like a day before your spray tan.
Right. Spray tan maybe Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, spray tan for sure Thursday, and then it'll be fresh for Friday.
But, okay, other things I have to do today, this weekend, run 9 miles.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh.
So, I got invited to a party tonight.
Fun.
And I have dinner tomorrow night.
Okay.
This is I literally called my best friend from home yesterday, and I spent, like, an hour on the phone with her trying to figure out my social plans.
And I know, you're so booked and busy.
Literally, that TikTok that's, like, I'm going to have to party tonight, and I'm going to have to party next week, and I'm going to have to party the week after that.
Your life.
So difficult. But should I stay in tonight because I'm running 9 miles tomorrow?
No, just don't drink. Or don't drink a lot.
But the party's on the Upper East Side. Does that change anything?
No. You can take the 6 or the 4-5. I love the Upper East Side.
I know, me too. Okay, anyway, I'll figure it out. But shall we get into our topic?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
So today's topic is motherhood, you know, pregnancy, all that kind of stuff. So if you're not interested, you could just end, you can end that right now. We won't take it personally.
No.
But we did get some good questions.
Yes.
So Mary B's gonna basically, and you could speak on it, like you're an auntie. You've seen a lot of births and a lot of pregnancies in your day, so.
Okay. I'll try my best.
You can put your input in if you would like.
Do you have any, like, questions you want to start with over others, or are you good with all of these?
Yeah, they're all fine.
Okay. I'm just thinking, like, where do we want to start? How about we just start from the beginning? And it looks like we can kind of go through the...
Yeah.
Okay. Having major health anxiety about TTC/fertility/hormone balance, etc. Any tips?
Well, first of all, unless you have a serious, a diagnosed medical condition such as PCOS, balancing your, people are going to hate on this, but balancing your hormones is a hoax. I'm sorry. Unless you have a medically defined issue, it is, and you could ask any doctor this, like, it is near impossible to balance your hormones because your hormones change so much throughout the day. It's almost impossible to get an accurate reading of what your hormones really look like. So, which is why if you're going through in vitro and stuff like that, like, you're literally going for blood draws every single day because your hormones change so much, and for other reasons too, but I wouldn't worry about that unless you are diagnosed with PCOS or...
What does that stand for?
Polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Oh.
So, unless you have something like that, I would take the stress of balancing your hormones out of the equation. What I would recommend is talking to your husband, partner, whatever, because the health of their sperm actually plays a huge role in the success of you having a viable pregnancy, which I feel like a lot of people don't really know. And so it's not just on you. Like, you're born with the eggs that you have. So, like, the quality of that your eggs are what they are at the end of the day. Mm. Whereas men, they're always making new sperm. So you got to make sure he's eating right, exercising, not drinking a lot of caffeine, not smoking, not drinking a lot of alcohol, not wearing tight pants, not going in hot tubs all the time, you know, yeah. Stuff like that.
Honestly, I learned that from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, so just making sure, like, he's taking care of himself. And you, obviously, you already know that you want to be healthy. Drink a lot of water. Cut down on the drinking, because we already know that, you know, alcohol is bad for you in general.
She also says, context, nothing is wrong. I just am feeling anxious, and I hate feeling like that.
It's definitely a point of control. Like, there's so much out of your control when it comes to trying to conceive and pregnancy in general. So, like, I totally understand your anxiety, because you're wanting to have control over something. I would also recommend starting acupuncture.
It all comes back.
But I swear, like, it really, a lot of people have a lot of success with
I get, like,
acupuncture.
Crazy anxiety before my period. Acupuncture, no more.
No more. Oh, you don't have anxiety anymore for your period with acupuncture?
If I do acupuncture.
Slay.
See? I'm just saying, it, like, and, is, like, a panacea, I swear.
Yeah, so a lot of people say that helps them get pregnant, and you can literally say, like, I'm trying to conceive, hit me in the spots, like, the good spots, so.
One time she was like, is it okay if I put a needle in your ear? I was like, sure. She's like, it's for spiritual health.
Oh. I was consent, like, is important.
Oh, you said something you think I need?
You need an exorcism? Is that what you're saying? Do you have bad vibes? Or am I giving bad vibes?
I guess I needed spiritual help, but I said yes.
Yes. But, so yeah, I would highly recommend getting in a good exercise routine and not anything crazy, like Pilates. Pilates is incredible for during pregnancy, too, trying to keep you from having diastasis recti, so it's a good thing to just kind of start anyway, because you don't want to start anything new once you are pregnant. And I do not go crazy, like, oh, I gotta throw out all my skincare, oh, I gotta, you know, don't do that. Like, live your life, but, like, drink a lot of water, decrease the alcohol intake, decrease the caffeine intake, move your body, and you'll be fine. But I think you should just tell yourself, like, I'm trying to gain control over something, because there is a lot of factors when you're trying to conceive. Because both of you could be perfectly healthy and it could not be happening. And that's really upsetting and annoying and scary. And so I totally understand your anxiety of wanting to control. My best tips when you are trying to conceive would be acupuncture and then doing the
natural cycles.
Yeah, doing the temp checks with the ovulation sticks. I think that's the best way. Because you might be ovulating at, like, a totally weird time that isn't, like, the Flow app or something isn't going to tell you.
Yeah.
So.
But the temp tells.
Yeah, the temp will tell you.
Okay, great answer, Kate. Slay.
Thanks.
Okay. Body image, struggling to work out, second pregnancy, I miss being strong and fast.
Some of the hardest days are when I'm, like, feeling doo-doo about my body. And my recommendation for you is that the days are long, but the weeks are short, and this will be over before you know it.
There you go. And you'll get back, girl.
You will always get back. Like, I was in the better, like, best shape of my life after my first pregnancy. And, like I've talked about before on this pod, I couldn't work out for a really long time, and that was really hard for me because...
Yeah. It's hard mentally and physically. Yeah,
totally. And, like, I felt like I was losing a lot of muscle mass. I feel like I have no ab strength at all. I felt like my booty was getting flat. Like, I hate showing my arms, and, like, I hate having those feelings at the same time, because this is supposed to be such a beautiful, you know, like, time. Pregnancy is so gorgeous. But... it's totally okay, and my best advice is just, like, accept it and know that we're literally all feeling this way, and it will be over before you know it, okay? And we can all get back to it together.
Yeah, this next question is, will I ever get back?
Yes, absolutely. Give yourself a full year before you even start to think about it. At least like 10 or 11 months. And if you're breastfeeding, don't even think about it. Because it's just so hard to lose weight when you're breastfeeding. And it's important for your baby to be getting that nutrition. So eat up, girl.
Well, another question on the same vein is, how hard is it to drop weight after?
It's hard. It's really hard. If anything, I probably started to gain weight a little bit too. Again, especially if you're breastfeeding, someone would always tell me, people would always tell me like, oh, if you're breastfeeding, you burn all these calories. And like, that was not the case for me, because the second I stopped eating like a certain amount of calories, my supply would drop like that. Like within like an hour. It was crazy. And so
catch-22.
Yeah, you really need to be eating a lot, drinking a lot of water, eating a lot of protein, but like also just eat what you want. Like give yourself a full year and then you can focus on it. What I want you to focus on now is obviously your mental health, because we all know how crazy that is in your first year postpartum, and like also just like learning how to be a mom, which is hard enough. Mm-hmm. So the body stuff, that can come later, not right now. So just be patient with yourself. And then when you're ready, my best weight loss tips. So fast forward if weight loss triggers you. But my best tips are obviously drinking a lot of water, drinking a lot of electrolytes, because we're all chronically dehydrated. No eating out. No Uber Eats. If you want to go on a date night, yes, but like 80-20, moderation.
Speaking of that, I forgot I ordered chicken nuggets. I think they're at the door.
Oh, you can get them. But yeah, so like door dashing and stuff like that, try to eat at home. And I do think that really helped prepare me better for this pregnancy, was I had a much better relationship with food. And I cook at home a lot more, stuff like that. And what else? Find exercises you enjoy. But at the end of the day, it's calories in, calories out. Unless you have, like, a medically diagnosed condition. Obviously, that's different, but she's got her nugs.
I was just and really her craving these.
So, that's my advice for that.
We had quite a few questions around that, so.
Yeah, I feel like I could do a whole body ep, because maybe in, like, a couple months when I'm.
Yeah, when timely, I'm,
yeah.
Timely.
Yeah.
Okay. Just found out I'm pregnant. How do you handle getting to the 8-week appointment? I'm so anxious.
Yeah, that's like so annoying. The doctors, like, that shocked me. I thought my doctor would be like, yes, okay, come in tomorrow. And they were like, oh, we don't usually see people until 8 to 10 weeks. And so it's really hard, because you're just like hoping everything is okay in there, and you really have no idea because you haven't heard a heartbeat. So
I feel like pregnancy is really an exercise in letting go.
Yes, and that is, which in turn helps you prepare for motherhood in general, because you can't control what your kids are doing all the time. Like, you're just hoping everything, you're just hoping they're making good decisions. And
you just have to have faith in them.
At school, and they're okay, and stuff like that, so. Yeah,
for sure.
That is just, it's
going to be hard for me.
But you just have to kind of trust in your body that it knows what it's doing, and you can only control what you can control. So follow the rules. Don't go binge drinking. Don't go in a hot tub. Don't go in a sauna. You know, take it easy. Go on a long walk. Eat right. Drink water. There's really nothing you can do. You just kind of have to get through it. And it goes by so quick. Like, I couldn't even tell you. It really does go by quickly. So
part of me thinks, too, that, like, the one of the best things you can do is try to relax yourself.
Totally. Like, keep your cortisol levels to a minimum. I swear. Like, that stress goes to the baby, I swear. So try to keep yourself calm. Continue to do your acupuncture, which you've already started because we told you to.
Because you're listening. And
yes.
You're happy to everything girl. Kate says.
And so just know, like, you're not alone in that anxiety. It's a hard waiting game, but, like, before you know it, you'll be 20 weeks pregnant, and you'll be at your growth anatomy scan, and then you'll be 32 weeks pregnant, and you'll be at your second growth anatomy scan, and then you'll be 40 weeks, and you'll be giving birth, and then it'll be over. So it really does go by quickly, and don't be afraid to tell people that you love and that you would want to support you if something bad happened. Like, I've had friends tell me the second they got a positive pregnancy test, and telling people does not cause anything bad to happen.
Yeah.
I think that where it gets difficult is when you tell people that you really don't want knowing your personal business. So
yeah.
Only tell people that you would want to support you if, unfortunately, the pregnancy didn't work out. So, because I also think it's a lot harder to say, oh, yeah, like, I actually was pregnant, and then I had a miscarriage. Because, like, you want that support. Like, yeah. You don't want it to just be your husband supporting you. Like, you want your girlfriends, or maybe your mom, or your sister. So I think it's important to tell people that you want to tell, no matter how early you are. Tell people. Because people also want to support you and be there for you when things are going bad. Like, they should want to be there for the good times and the bad times. And that's really when you need, like, your crew the most.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of... I think I'm glad that people hopefully are...
Yeah, the tides are turning with that, I think.
Yeah, stopping the jargon around. Like, not telling anyone you're pregnant.
Because, listen, something bad could happen at any point in your pregnancy. So just because you make it to the 12-week mark doesn't guarantee, unfortunately, that everything is going to work out. So don't be like... So people who... And this is to the people who are who judge when people announce, like, too early in their quote-unquote... It's like, what do you mean too early? Like, what? Like, anything could happen at any time. So
yeah, there you go.
Let people mind your own business and let people tell people when they want to tell people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great answers. Love it.
Thanks.
Let's see. TTC for baby number two.
Exciting.
And waffling on whether we're ready to share our time with another. Help.
Oh, that's so hard. And, like, that's literally what I said at the beginning of this episode. Of how, I mean, I'm interpreting this as, like, you're scared to go from one to two, mm-hmm. right? And so...
What does TTC mean?
Trying to conceive.
Oh, okay.
So, I think that your love just grows. Like, it's like a pie, and, like, you... I don't know, like, the pie just gets bigger, and you saw, like, your slices of love get smaller. I don't know how to describe it, but, like, obviously I haven't birthed my child yet, so I can let you guys know in a couple weeks how it feels, but I totally understand, because that's why I'm not really ready to give birth yet.
I feel like you've been really intentional recently about spending quality time together as a family.
Yeah, trying so hard, because you can't, you know, you never get this time back.
Right.
But... I think it's, if you are wanting a second child, the love will only grow. And then your child will have a sibling, which is so special. So,
yeah.
I think that just know it will all work out. And because Spencer says, he's like, how could I love someone as much as Dictator? He like, doesn't believe it. Whereas, like, I know, because, like, I've seen it with, like, our nieces and our nephews and, like, stuff like that. And, like, like friends and stuff like that, so like I know it will be okay, mm-hmm. and like I'm the mom. I don't know. I just know it will be okay. And so just remember, like, your heart will just grow. Like, there's room for
love is not finite.
Totally, it can go on and on.
It grows forever and ever.
Yes,
it has an endless supply.
Yes, but I think you will come to a point where you're like, okay, we're ready.
She's saying specifically, like, sharing time with another. Like, I think I can understand that. How I'm interpreting it is you have such a connection with the child that you already have and want to spend so much time with them. And now, just by virtue of needing to spend other time with another child, I could understand it thinking, oh, I want to give everything of my time to this child that's in the world right now. Hard to think about splitting that up and having to take some away and
give it to another. You'll never be able to two that you could give to one. And so what I see the most is people saying, okay, your first got all your attention, but your second gets a better version of you. You know so much more, you're so much more confident, and so that's what your second gets. And you can always... just to make sure you're taking the time to have one-on-one, like, dates with each kid.
Because
I know, like, that'll be hard for Dictator.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, she's also, I mean, it'd be hard for any at totally. Any age, but she's also so young, like,
yeah, she's not even gonna remember, so.
She doesn't have the ability to really, I feel like, make sense of it, so it'll be hard, for yes, sure.
But I do think,
oh, we have such different skin tones. This I is know. Your real skin tone. I, like, yeah. never see it anymore.
It's ghostly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
It's like when I'm holding back. Dictator's hand, I'm like,
That's sorry. Nice. Sorry, I just noticed that.
But, yeah, and so just know, like, you always have more love to give, and the second child will get a better mom, truly, because mm-hmm. you just know so much more.
I think that's good advice.
Yeah.
One person just said breastfeeding.
Ugh, breastfeeding, the worst. No, I'm just kidding.
Beautiful okay. and natural, but difficult and chains you down.
Yes, truly. And I think something that probably gave me the most confidence going into breastfeeding as a first-time mom was that I harvested my colostrum.
What is that?
Which I am also doing this time. So if, like, God forbid something happens to me in the hospital, I have a bunch of syringes in our freezer that are full of colostrum. Colostrum is, like, the liquid gold that comes out of your boobs before your milk comes in. So your milk doesn't come in until, like, 3 days after you give birth.
But, like, after it's coming out now?
It's not milk. It's colostrum.
Oh, my God. Being a woman is disgusting.
No, it's incredible. So like, if disgusting. I literally squeeze my boob, like, this, like, liquid gold would come out. And
so many fluids. You can tell who works in the medical field.
And so I think why that gave me confidence.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Is because, really. Like, I learned my boobs, like, first of all, because you're, like, literally, and you could look at it super easy. You look it up online, you just kind of, like, milk your boobs for, like, 5 minutes, and, like, you get, like, 1 ounce, or, like, 1 little milliliter of colostrum, which is a lot.
This is good to know, because otherwise I'd be like, what is coming out of me?
Yeah, no. Well, unless you're expressing it, it doesn't just drip out, don't worry.
Oh, you, like, I have to. Oh,
like,
I thought it was just, like, coming
my boob
out,
like a cow, and
oh,
it drips out.
I thought it was coming out at no, random times no. during pregnancy. I was like, this is a new animal.
No. And so that really gave me a lot of confidence. So if you're worried about breastfeeding, I would recommend looking up how to harvest your colostrum and start doing that. Because
love it.
And then also, like, the second you give birth and you're, like, ready, just tell the nurse, like, I'm ready to try breastfeeding. So the other things about breastfeeding I want to say is if you're having a hard time, do not make yourself go crazy and continue doing it. There's no reason for your mental health to suffer. Even if your baby gets, like, one little drop of breast milk, like, that's incredible. And formula is amazing.
There's got to be a lot of pressure around that. Like, I feel
so much pressure. And I think a lot of it is, like, internal pressure because you're like, wait, I'm a failure. I hate, like, why isn't this working? Like, I should be, like, this is what I'm supposed to do as a woman is, like, feed my baby. And I have some friends who never even want to breastfeed. And I'm like, that's incredible. Don't, like, bring some ice packs to the hospital, put some cabbage on your boobs, and dry that up. Like, your baby will be just fine on formula.
I just love that it's cabbage.
Yes.
Like, I guess, like, if it's not fixed, don't break it. Just put cabbage on.
Like, I would never, ever, anyone who judges a mom for making that decision, like, I would never want another mother to suffer ever. So if that's where if you are like, I don't like this, this isn't working for me.
There's no reward for suffering.
You gotta stop. And also, pumping should not really hurt. So,
oh, what about, like, your nipples?
You have to make sure that your nipples are going to hurt at the beginning. And so what I recommend for that is to express a little breast milk after and rub it on your nip. That'll be the best. Or you can use your harvested colostrum. If you're getting some zits, put some colostrum on there.
I'm just obsessed. Okay, would your colostrum work on my zits?
Yes. Okay, you know how everyone is, like, drinking colostrum right now?
No.
Wait, like, you haven't seen, like, on Instagram, like, people drinking colostrum?
No.
Okay, so, like, that's, like, the hot wellness thing right now.
To drink
colostrum. It's cow's colostrum.
Oh, okay.
But, like, it's the same. You get the same thing. So, like, when Dictator had a clogged eye duct, I would just rub her colostrum on there. When she would get baby acne, I would rub colostrum on there. So, C-O-L-O.
The human body. Oh.
Colostrum.
The human body is amazing. Oh, shoot.
It's not C. diff. C-O-L-O. C-O.
Oh, it's colostrum.
Colostrum.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow, look, you can buy it. Should I buy it?
No, it makes me sad because I'm like, you're taking what, like, little baby cows need from their mom.
Okay, never mind.
You know, you know what that reminds me of? Speaking of the human body being amazing, specifically women's bodies, I had a friend who had an eye ulcer one time from taking her contact, PSA, took her contact out of her eye. She'd been out drinking, fell asleep in her contacts. Ooh. If you wear contacts, you know this has happened to you before it happens. She took her contacts out in the middle of the night, super dry, whatever. It's, like, not recommended, but you're not going to die. And she got this, like, her eye was, like, pink, like, really painful. And so, luckily, she went to the eye doctor, and they sent her to, like, the emergency room because she had an eye ulcer. So, essentially, a hole in her eye. And the doctor, you can lose your sight from that, so you have to act quickly. The doctor gave her a contact lens. Guess what it was made out of?
Colostrum.
No.
Oh.
A woman's placenta.
Oh, there you go.
Or a placenta. Actually, I don't even know if it's a woman, but it was made out of placenta.
Because Biologic Recherche has a placenta cream.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Who thought of that? Placenta, and it healed her eye.
Incredible.
We are just honestly, like,
we can do anything.
What would the world do without women? It wouldn't exist,
like,
honestly.
If we literally humanity would fall. Sperm, like, women, they don't, this world would only be women. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. Like, without men, I think we'd be
just fine.
As long as we had some way to, you know, harvest sperm.
Yeah.
But without women, are you kidding?
I feel like in the sperm bank, there's, like, enough sperm to go around for a couple hundred years.
Oh, 100%. Because when men ejaculate, how
millions,
much?
Millions. Millions. Like, of sperm.
So there you go. Anyway. But, you know, for the nice men out there, we like you.
Yes, of course. All right, any other questions?
Oh, yeah. I got distracted by the colostrum. This is craziness.
Yeah.
I gotta get back to my question list.
Yeah, moral of the story, do not make yourself go crazy breastfeeding.
Because this question is how to not obsess over baby schedule.
Oh, yeah, I used to be, like, so militant about the baby schedule, and I do think that's a good thing. I think that your baby thrives on the schedule, and I think they sleep a lot better at night when they're on the schedule. People love to hate on that, but that's just my experience. But you have to, well, I think, one, that comes with time, like, releasing the reins come with time, because this is another control thing. There's a lot of stuff in postpartum, and there's a lot of stuff... There's a lot of anxiety, and there's a lot of stuff you can't control with your baby, but, like, you can't control their schedule, so it's just a little bit more of control.
Mm.
And so I think recognizing that is important, and I think recognizing that the only way you're going to get your life back and feel more like yourself is if you release a little bit of control. But I don't think there's anything wrong with having your baby on the schedule. I think if you're, like, down to the minute and you don't leave your house, like, that's postpartum anxiety and, like, maybe a little postpartum OCD that you should maybe talk to a therapist about. And... look into, but...
Speaking of that, I have a question that's off book.
Yes.
How would you advise someone to recognize the signs between, like, baby blues and, like, postpartum depression and anxiety?
Baby blues should only last, like, 2 weeks.
Okay. Love it.
If you're... And, like, you might just feel, like, very tearful, but, like, you don't know why and, like, stuff like that. It's just, like, a different feeling. And I think probably everyone has... baby blues, like,
how could you not?
The hormone crash is insane.
Also, like, you're not sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're tired, and, like, all that's, like, you're healing, you have, like, a plate-sized wound in your body, and, like, your baby's crying, and you're like, oh, what am I doing? I ruined my life.
But in a haze.
Postpartum depression is when it carries on longer than that. You're not finding joy in anything. You don't want to do anything. You're constantly worried, to the point where it's illogical, like, illogical fears. Like, there are some fears that are, like, okay, you're heightened, and that helps you keep your baby safe, but, like, there are some illogical fears that, like, ugh, I feel like to be a mom, like, you understand what I'm saying, like, between the difference between, like, a logical and illogical.
If you were to tell a supportive partner what to look for in postpartum depression... help your partner.
It's so individual. But, like, I told Spencer, for me, it's, like, if I stop getting my nails done, if I stop getting spray tans, if I stop getting facials, if I stop doing, like, my normal, like, self-care things that bring me joy and he knows bring me joy, and, like, I'm not watching reality TV and, like, stuff like, that's when you gotta call the police. Like, call 911 because we're in a dark place.
I think it's good to communicate that.
Yeah, and it's so individual. So, like, for you, it would look completely different. Like, if you didn't want to read books, if you were usually gardening and you were, like, disgusted with the thought of gardening, you never wanted to do that. You didn't want to get out of bed. You were taking showers
like weird times of the day, like depression shower, weird times of the day, you're sleeping all day. Like that's, those are not normal things.
Yeah. If I stopped being active.
Yeah.
Call the police.
Yes. Yeah. So it's important to communicate with your partner and to be honest with your doctor. I think a lot of women aren't honest because they're afraid of what's going to happen. Like, oh, maybe my baby's going to be taken away. And my, what I've heard is that that doesn't happen unless you're like postpartum psychosis, which is a completely different, that's a very quick and sudden onset. And you truly, like, your kids should be taken away if you're having postpartum psychosis. Like, you will get them back. You just need to get help. But, like, that's very extreme. But, like, postpartum, because just because you're depressed, like, no one's going to take your kids away, okay? And, like, you're not a bad mom. Like, they're there, like, the screening tools are there to help. So it's also important to have a good doctor that's not going to judge you. And
yeah,
like literally my last appointment, my doctor and I just talked about like how I felt going from one to two. Like she's so great. So it's important to have a supportive doctor and a therapist on tap.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you feeling? Do you have energy in the tank or should we cut it off?
We can cut it off.
Okay.
I'm sweating.
I know, like, we turned off the air conditioning for the pod, but it's hot in here. Yeah.
Hot in here.
Okay. Is she kicking?
She's just, like, kind of, like, rolling right there. You can see her. She's got, do you see it? She just moved over here.
Oh, my gosh. I can feel her.
Yeah, she's been hanging out on the right side a lot.
Hi, baby. It's your auntie. Oh, she's moving over. Oh, she's moving away from my voice. She's just moving. Says you're just disturbing
my ecosystem. This is her back, so that's all.
It's like an alien. Your skin is like so. It looks so good.
I am blessed. I'm genetically blessed. Our mom doesn't have any stretch marks either, so.
So is that? It doesn't have to do with your skin. It has to do with your.
Well, your skin is. But you don't have gifted to you.
You don't have mom's skin.
I think I have. Well, I guess when it comes to this, I do.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not here to argue.
So, but also, like, I oil it a lot. I don't itch.
I have stretch marks from like.
Yeah, like my thighs have stretch marks. Like, look.
Yeah, like I have them on my hips.
Yeah.
Okay, so that doesn't necessarily mean I have them on my belly.
No.
Okay. So. Yeah. All right, now that we've answered that question,
yeah,
I think we're good to go. Any baboos for this week?
What should my baboo be? Okay, get, like, a little more organized before the baby comes. Like, I want my drawer, like, just nest a little more. Oh, my gosh, I have, like, no newborn clothes, and I don't know where they went. So, get some baby clothes. And I really want to wait until, like, the 39th week to give birth, so hopefully not going
to labor. When's that? Next week?
Yeah.
So rude.
Well, you're going to be gone.
That's what I'm saying. So rude.
No, I'm not. Like, my doctor's appointment in my 39th week is until, like, the end of the 39th week. Friday? When you're coming back, right?
Wednesday. So,
like, next Friday. You come back Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you'll be back before anything would probably happen. Because, like, I'll probably do a membrane sweep on that Friday.
Okay.
And, like, I literally will probably go into labor, like, that night, I think.
I keep having dreams that you give birth and I'm not there. I woke up this morning in a panic and ran to my phone thinking that you had called me and I hadn't heard it.
No, like, a lot of my motivation to, like, not wanting to go into labor is because, like, who would watch Dictator?
Me!
No, if you're not here, when you're gone, when you're with Lena. So, no, I do have
Nicole.
My friend.
Oh, wait, she's going to be with me.
I have my friend Marin. Like, she's lined up, ready to go.
So. Shannon will be in town.
And Shannon, yeah.
She brings me home.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe the next time we talk to you, Kate will
have
given birth. Especially if we make an episode from the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Then that'll take you into your week of birth.
Yeah.
Okay, well, everyone wish Kate good luck.
Yes. Love chit-chatting as always. What's your baboo? Just have fun.
Oh, my baboo.
Your baboo should be to get your Achilles checked out.
I'm in the process of that. So, yes. My baboo. What do I want to set as an intention for this week? I will say I have really been enjoying leaning into being okay with not, like,
running around, always doing things all the time. Mm. Though it sometimes can give me anxiety. But my babu is to be comfortable in, like, the silence and totally. Relaxation. Because I'm about to go be very social. And yeah, so part of me is, like, I want to remove myself from social environments so that my battery is fully charged for, like, 5 days of socialization. So my babu this week is to be not social and focus on self-care, so I'm primed for the weekend. Yeah,
good. Because you want your social battery, like, on max, on 100.
I know, because also Elena's coming for, like, longer than... She's coming for, like, 2 weeks, essentially,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
It's going to be so fun, though, can't wait.
Yes.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening.
Money reset. Let's go.